Welcome to the Friendly Jimmy's podcast. And you have the audience has done their homework, and I must congratulate you. Someone, this champion of a man, accounted for how many episodes we've done.
What?
I think it's I think it's pretty easy. No. Don't you just go on Podbean and it says on the side?
But still, we couldn't do it, and we get paid for this shit.
True. So it's slightly better than us.
I can feel that one, though. I was in charge of naming him for a while. And then you guys just decided to abandon the numbers. I got up to, like, I was like, I don't know, 107 or something. And then you guys would be doing the point, like, yep, episode 91. And I was just like, aren't the numbers...
Nah, is that like, what happened?
Yeah. No, because
we put you in charge of something.
What a tragedy.
No, I don't. That doesn't sound right.
It happened.
Really?
Yes. Well,
you don't even put on your own pants.
I know. Well, you don't have to put your pants on.
And
to
like,
make
to anyone
funny.
Who thinks that that's a joke, that is not. Yeah. His girlfriend dresses him.
You don't have to put.
He's a 30-year-old man.
28. You don't have to. You don't have to put your pants on, one at a time. Your pant legs on yourself to mean business. And that's the end of that chapter.
But look, dude, I have to say... factually got us.
I have to say, though, like, you know, there was, like, it's up there with, like, the big questions in my life. It's like, what's the universe? How does Subway make that Chipotle sauce? It's so tangy. And how many fucking episodes have we done? Like, so that's first of all, what? How long did it take the guy?
Well, okay, here's the thing. He has also accounted for the episodes that were done by the two other hosts.
Banning!
Unfortunately passed away now. That's just... I know. You know why they are not here.
Electronically.
They're in a grave.
The
but
exact opposite way around of what's supposed to happen in the future where you can download your consciousness onto a computer. They uploaded themselves off the net.
Yeah, they went straight to 4tube.
What's 4tube?
But you know what's amazing?
Is it? Yeah. Never knew. How many are there? Fuck. Spankwire.
Okay, there's
hamster porn. Why is it called that?
4tube's my go-to. But
of course it is.
Well,
I bet you it has one of those GIFs of like some woman with large boobs just shaking it very like not in time.
Have you got the internet right here?
Yeah.
You have to. I'm sorry, but this will be worth it. Just Google 4tube. You will not be disappointed. Now you're the cosmic.
What's on it though?
Now you're
probably just pictures, right? Pictures and GIFs.
Why?
We can't do it because the mics are attached to my computer. So we won't be able to hear anything. We can see shit.
That's all you got to do is see.
Okay. What do I Google?
Just Google 4tube. You won't... Because everyone's saying I have...
not everyone rings up phone sex lines. You know, there's other ways to get off.
Just four, the number four. Jesus, you're a rookie. What do you... Yeah, there you go. Jordan, it's so good that you asked what the fucking symbol is. Prepare yourself. Look at the top. Can you see it? Can you see it?
It's a winking TV.
And a winking
swimming towards his eye.
That's my go-to. Bullseye.
That's a long John Silver.
Anyway. If I may borrow a phrase from the most loved celebrity in history, in Australian history, Mark Holden. Touchdown!
No, the most famous celebrity. The most famous celebrity. We had that guy in our course book in Pakistan. He's like, okay, now we move on from the founding father to Mr. Holden.
No,
dude, of course not.
Incredible. I mean, he should be in there.
Both me and Jordan were just simultaneously so shocked just then. It's like,
why
should be more famous than Neil Armstrong.
He
was way more space themed than Neil was.
He's seen more sun than Neil. He's basically a fucking leather couch.
Yeah, and I mean, what has Neil Armstrong done? He went on the moon once in his life. So
yeah,
what?
So did
Mark
Pink
Holden
Floyd.
Made Vanessa Amorosi.
Absolutely,
everybody.
You watch that song now and you realize, okay, this goes on for like a minute and a half too long. I think we get you talking about.
Okay, we but again anyway, deviated. What?
Yeah, but anyway, this guy found absolutely every episode.
Yeah, he did. and we're still unsure exactly what episode it is. What? However, it is somewhere between 173 to 178.
Whoa, I didn't think it was that high.
This is great. So we more or less have an electronic paleontologist working on this that he can give us a rough estimate where they just go, giant salamanders existed somewhere between 250 and 300 million years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty big gap. How long have human beings been around for? 40,000?
Speaking of like champs, you know what was a mislove? You would love to hear this. One of the greatest things that I've ever heard in my entire life, while touring in Melbourne with Jordan, we met like a lot of pod fans. And a lot of them were saying, man, we've been listening to you guys since the beginning. And usually I just go like, oh, so you have been listening to it since the Tom and Robbie days. And they're like, yeah. But this person was like, wait, who's Tom and Robbie?
No, that's the thing.
Wow.
Some people are like, it's happening. We're like the new generation Pokemon.
Step aside, Tom and Robbie.
XYZ. yeah, no, all right, all right. So who's Pikachu and who's Eevee out of you two?
No,
Who is? I think Miss loves Pikachu.
Can I be Charizard?
Eevee. It's not an option.
No, look.
Give the mic back to Miss Love. Don't waste our time.
Don't mess with this man.
Now, is more on in-depth of you bitching about celebrities that no one knows about apart from us three. Come on, keep it going.
Okay, who?
There's only Jekyll, that's it. Let's just rehash the classics.
Part two of the Henley on Jekyll. So, is he our penis and has he ran away from our bodies? Let's discuss that.
He seems
more
like
desperate than Shane Dawson's Logan Paul series at this point. There's just so much information on a very trivial subject.
I do like the fact that I've never met Jekyll. I've never spoken to him, but he tags me on shit.
Dude.
Classic Jekyll.
He,
as we all learned from him, the Perth scene's dead. The fuck are you talking about? What's the Perth scene?
I don't know.
It's a figment of his imagination.
Does Perth exist? Let's cut the shit. Did we just take acid and hallucinate? I don't think we even went to Perth. It just looked like a suburb in Sydney. One big suburb of Sydney. Like, when you fly to Perth.
We were just in Rockdale.
Yeah. When you fly to Perth, do they just club you in the head and you pass out for like 48 hours and then just give you some hallucinogens so you think? They just set you loose in Chatswood Shopping Centre. I don't think it's real. I don't get it. I'm very confused.
Yeah, well, no, I think you've never been clear. That's exactly what it is.
I'm still in Chatswood Shopping Centre.
How good would it be if Jekyll, you know that glitch in the Matrix that creates, what's the Mr. Golden Anderson?
Yeah. Wait, Agent
that
Smith.
Guy, he's Agent Smith.
Except his versions were like,
fuck
the
person. We walk outside then we walk out of the big street and every person we pass is just going, fuck the person.
Spewing up, having half a beer and spewing.
Can we make him
that's how he transfers his virus, not by like punching you in the heart, by spewing beer on you.
And as soon as you know, they say, "Roo!"
Oh, yeah.
Man, I can't get enough of that. I'm just like
I'm
a bit
back on the Jekyll train, by the way.
Yeah. I was off.
These are the updates we need to know. Yes,
everyone, stop what you're doing. Look, if you're driving and listening to this pod, pull the handbrake now. No excuses. No. Well, I'll wait.
I don't care if you're driving from Sydney to Newcastle on your commute, like a lot of Newcastlers tell me. Risk dying.
Yeah, risk it.
Or, or Geelong to Melbourne. That's another important Friendly Geordie's drive. Apparently, a lot of people do that. They listen to us. But can we move on from like we've done the Jekyll bit?
No,
come on.
Just one final thing.
We've done it. We're one.
I hate Ali having control of the mic.
One final thing. I saw him eat another Bunnings snag, and he was like, "You've obviously all heard about the Bunnings snag controversy, right?"
Well, that's what made him.
Yeah, no.
I'm not
that.
Sure if he existed
no,
before that.
Not that. The new controversy.
Oh, yeah.
The onions. Onion gate. So, of course, he's been like, fuck the onion scene. And he's like, slammed a sausage the old school way and necked a beer and just vomited everywhere. And I was like, just like that, he's got me back in. Anyway.
Wait, so all it needed, it was a fresh new character, like Poochie the dog in Itchy and the Scratchy.
I didn't see the video, but I saw promotions for it, because as soon as that Onion Gate happened, I started seeing promotions on his channel going like, Onion Gate is a load of bullshit. Check out my new video on this shit. Basically, that became his version of like an election, which like keeps Friendly Geordies floating for a bit.
You know what I love about
how many views did it have?
Four, probably. Though.
Well, at least one, because I saw that shit.
Damn.
You know what I love? You know what also I love about Jekyll? And this kind of stuff. I think this is actually the stuff that keeps me going, like, throughout life at this point. Like, curries and this is the only reason I'm alive. It's like, you know when people, they take a screenshot of a YouTube video, and it just looks really, it's just like someone sort of mid-conversation, mid-action, on a YouTube video, sort of like, you know, just like a screenshot. They'll post that as a post. Be like, check my new video. It's like, surely you could have picked a better image. It looks so bad. It looks like the dodgiest, like, Vodafone impersonation company in, like, the shittest part of, like, Ethiopia. It's like,
Surely... Theresa May slipping over,
and then just and then just the
like they perfectly chose the worst frame.
Yeah, and then the icing on the cake is just like you look at the likes, like four, bitch, and it's like fuck yeah, dude,
I love it.
Well, love now it. That we've covered the important bits, let's
back to Jekyll.
Let's move on to the stupid shit.
We didn't even talk about him, but yeah.
Okay, this is I don't feel comfortable reading out this segment title, Jordan. But
well, what is it?
What is it?
Yeah, you're the
Sentinelese
one with the
people, is it moral to drop a bulldozer on them for fun?
That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, now that that's covered, I guess we can go back to Jekyll.
Why is he so short? No, I'm saying the title's fine. The title's fine.
We've got to get this on the record as well. Sentinelese people are as short as Jekyll.
Wait, how do you know that?
Wait.
Because
it's an island of Jekylls.
Oh, you have to be filled in on it because you're a gruff working man and you're not worldly at all.
I don't have time for this shit. Whether you're talking about a race war, unless it's a race war, I don't give a fuck.
It's so true. You either
want to
know about a
videos.
Race war, or you want to complain about how many spuds you have to peel. And seeing as the Sentinelese are neither of those two things, this is all going to be new to you. But the world,
I'm what's missing in society. Push like you.
It's true though. Look. I should not know about some remote tribe that doesn't know who anything... Like, I was thinking about this. I was looking at the Sentinelese life and I was going, would I want to live like that? And after thinking about that as a philosophical question for about 20 minutes, it suddenly came clear to me that they don't know who David Koch is.
But you know what? Okay, before we begin this, I'm going to bring like a controversy.
Moments like these.
I mean, they obviously know who Samantha Armitage is.
These moments remind me, every time, if I'm ever, you know, swaying from Jordan, he pulls me back in, baby.
Swaying?
Yeah. No, but like, okay, before we, okay, you can update Miss Love, but I'm going to bring a controversy here, because I think that this whole Sentinelese people and how remote they are is a bit of a lie.
Lie?
Yeah, because I have some important information to give you guys. Oh, but first, shit. But first, update Miss Love on what the hell it is about.
Tell me.
Strap yourselves in.
I'm ready.
Everyone else knows, but I have been obsessively looking at it. This has been my Close Encounters of the Third Kind building that mountain. I really want to go to that island, wave a Bible around them, then shoot a bow and arrow in it, me freak out, run in my canoe, and then get shot in the back. That's how I want to go. It's specifically
respect.
That. And then just see a hermit crab that comes up and goes, nyeh, and pinches my nose when I die.
completely explains what it's about.
I love, do you want booze? Is that what you want? We're drinking, by
somewhere
the way.
That is nowhere near India, but for some reason they have jurisdiction over it, which is...
Well,
I'll tell you why they have jurisdiction. That's where the controversy comes in, but anyways, go on.
Well, give me the basics and then you guys can... Because I don't know anything about this.
Square kilometer island.
Right, right.
And on it is one of the last uncontacted tribes on Earth.
I didn't know there was any.
There's 100.
People.
Isn't that crazy? No,
whoa.
No, tribes.
Oh, 100 left on Earth.
Uncontacted tribes left on Earth.
That's insane. I thought there was none. That's amazing.
Most of them are in the Amazon. Some of them are in Papua New Guinea. And when they say uncontacted as well,
Like
they
nothing.
Know about us. It's pretty hard not to. Like if you're just like if you're like in the Amazon rainforest and then you just hear down the valley just this really muffled.
There's no way, yeah.
And they're right. They quote, how much does this add to it after thinking about that image? That they're, quote, scared of us. They have every right. You are an uncontacted tribe member, Ms. Love. That's you. You are really scared of Spanish cunts.
I am 100%. Anything with this beep. And I lose years of my life.
Well, if all you know about human civilization is Despacito, then you would be pretty freaked out.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Like, that is civilization now.
I know.
Well,
they have every right to live in the rainforest.
That's why this civilization needs to end.
It's
now.
Really sad, though. I've been reading a lot about uncontacted tribes, and it made me cry after a while. But
you did show me a video ages ago, if you remember, Jordan, at my house. Well, your house at the time, our house in Lithgow. And it was like it was one. I'm sure it was you. It was just like, yeah,
yes.
The tribesman being like, cutting wood, and it was like he'd lost himself from his other tribe and was just living on his own cutting wood and shit.
You want to know something really sad about that?
What?
I learned more about that guy. And this is the thing, all these uncontacted tribes, pretty much it's like if koalas could talk.
Yeah.
That's an uncontacted tribe. Yeah. They're such a good example of how much we're fucking the environment.
Agreed. Yeah.
But like, pretty much.
And ourselves as well.
That guy.
In this street. How can you get any more different?
Like any more polar opposite to the environment of the Amazonian forest compared to King Street?
And you know what?
So gross, isn't it? A lamp post. Yeah, that's as good as a tree.
But just before you finish the, you know, like an offshoot of these uncontacted tribes that are living in mainland India. Basically, the same people that have been living there for known as a tribal people that have been contacted. And now have a full-scale insurgency against the Indian government because they're destroying their environment. And they chose, Mitch Love, you're going to love this, Maoism as their ideology.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Maoism. We really like rice. But we already like rice.
Shut up. We like it more.
No, but you know what they're famous for?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, no. Like apparently, they've got this insane chutney.
That they win me over.
Which is supposed to be really hot because it's made up from squashed fire ants.
Yes, dude.
What are you going to pick, Miss Love? This is the thing you love most with the thing you hate.
Immigration and chili. Don't make me choose.
What are you going to do? What can you do?
It's so pathetic. How much of a vice editor, like, you know, editor am I? I've just been like, horrible stuff, but the chutney looks pretty fiery. Like,
so you'll go there, won't you?
I'll go there and fucking
the last documented footage of you. Like, this is not a safe place. Shouldn't be here, but oh god, that's good.
More, please. No. Oh man.
All right, so
anyway, we've got to talk about that first of all before we even get into it. We've got to talk about that tribe.
Well, this tribe, this guy who was basically a version of you. There's this Chinese American dude who went to convert them to Christianity.
Did you hear about this? Yep.
Yeah, and he was like,
I didn't read it.
Though. He was like, they killed him with like a bow and arrow.
Holy shit!
Really?
Hey, and dude,
karma, right? I'm sorry, just leave him alone.
Wait, are it's you amazing, saying, but you wanted to do that? Didn't you want to wear camel pants and go all over the world to preach Christianity?
Yeah, but
No. He wanted to be one of the Sentinelese people and be really defensive about Christianity in the wild.
Oh, no. Look, I want all the... No, dude. I basically... That's not even true. I basically... Look, I don't want to do that. I want to live in a shed in New Orleans with camo pants and be like, God loves everybody. But, like, I don't want to impose that
exactly
on anyone.
That's what I'm saying. You want to be one of those Sentinelese people being like, leave us alone.
Oh, that's me. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, wait, sorry. That was Dome King who wanted to do that.
Yeah.
I got confused.
Yeah. Yes.
The guy who's made this amazing...
They are very similar human beings. The happiest, nicest man I know, and a guy that works at Wilson's Parking now, and got his dick sucked high on acid once, and is really sad about it.
That was the best story ever. If you were...
what the fuck is Wilson's parking?
Well, we recently heard that he works at a parking lot, and we've made a story that it's Wilson's parking, and he's getting pissed off because he's like, I can't be lying on my ass all day. Oh, wait, that's what I love the most.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
That's his best of both worlds. I mean, yeah, like, that man really likes lying on his ass and really hates being paid money, but now he's being paid money to lie on his ass. What's a man to do?
Yeah, it was like, this is the kryptonite. Dude, okay, but now I'll bring in the controversy. Here's the thing.
No, we haven't even explained what the Sentinelese are. Okay, so that guy went to this uncontacted tribe, and when they say uncontacted, they've been contacted maybe 14 times throughout all of recorded history. But every time you go there, they kill you. So there was two fishermen in 2006
respect.
Who were really drunk, and they went to the Sentinel Islands.
Yep.
And they woke up.
Where were they from quickly?
Just from the mainland.
India.
There's a bunch of
India.
Islands around there, and they were from the mainland of those islands.
Okay.
And so they were just fishing illegally there, and then they got drunk, and then they passed out, went to there. And then the last thing they saw was like the Indian Coast Guard going across, and the Sentinelese people were putting their bodies up on the beach, hoisted up like dead scarecrows to scare other people from coming.
Amazing.
This is in 2006.
Yeah.
And so they've contacted them peacefully.
That makes me really happy. Is that weird? Like that people can still have that virility and that like connection to nature.
Yeah.
Like that's what we're...
Endlessly fascinating.
Yeah. So, okay.
Having said all this, though, they are cunts.
Why?
Massive cunts.
Okay, well,
because
clarify that.
There's other people that are called the Jawanese that are on an island next to them that they discovered, I think, maybe 60 years ago.
Okay.
Yep. They were really happy and did happy dances when people found them.
I like the killing.
Shoot an arrow in an
eye. I like the killing.
I do too. It's,
why
it's
not?
Cool. It's
no,
very
no.
Indiana Jones.
It's also like they're standing up for themselves. I mean, like, dude, the happy ones are going to have, like, if they keep smiling, then it's like they'll have an oil refinery in their garden.
Which is what's happened.
There you go.
But they're still happy.
Yeah, if not for long. Not when their drinking water is black.
No, yeah. The story of what happened to the Jawanese is really sad.
Well, there you go.
But
the only solution is to put a spear up someone's ass and make them look like a dead scarecrow. And I but so what's the controversy? Now
this guy, because this guy has given us so many more insights, even than the anthropologists that were studying them for 20 years. The government was paying them for 20 years, and then after 20 years, they trusted them enough to go close to the shoreline and throw heaps of coconuts at them, and all the little black kids did Michael Jackson dance moves at the coconuts.
Can I move
and that
there?
Was it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And then they like aluminium pots and coconuts. Every other gift they gave him a pig once.
Yep.
And they just slit his throat instantly and buried it. Didn't eat it.
Well, to be honest, even when the Spanish came to South America, the Aztecs weren't just like happy with horses and pigs. Like they were like, we don't need this. We have beans and corn. Like this is fucking weird. So that's not that strange that they just killed it.
Really?
Yeah.
People are afraid of change every time.
They
like they first fear it.
Imagine
then
if
they
you never saw a pig. And you like eat it. You'd be like, no.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I can vouch for it. Like I grew up Muslim. When I first someone told me try bacon, I was like, no.
Dirty,
and then like
dirty animals.
Dirty,
but you
dirty
knew
swine.
What a pig was, and they were saying that it was bad. This is just like a tasty fat dog.
they
but they don't know what a dog
they
is.
They don't know. Right? It's different.
Yeah. Well,
okay, but that is amazing though.
It's
that is
manatee.
Amazing.
It's like a manatee with hooves.
But yeah, that is amazing.
Anyway,
yeah.
so there's that. That's all going down. This guy, he actually went and interacted with them on the island a couple of times before they speared him.
Oh, wow.
And his diary has been released. And it is incredible.
Really?
Because they thought that there's only about 14 left. The estimates were anything from 14 to 500.
Yeah.
He went, while they weren't there, into their village and walked around in it. He reckons there's about 250. And they all live in huts of about 10 people each.
Wow.
And on top of that, he was saying that he went there and bought a soccer ball, started talking to them, like just being like, Jesus loves you. And then this kid just went... and shot an arrow while he was holding the Bible on his chest.
Oh.
And it went about halfway through.
Did it kill
and
him?
Actually went to like some really ironic verse in the Bible. Something
that's
so
good.
Just
yeah.
being like,
that was
just being, Matthew 45, love thy neighbor.
Yeah, like John 1. Let her, he who throw the first arrow be the least holy and damned.
Damn, that's amazing.
That's amazing. And he was saying, this is what really haunts my head, because he said, he wrote in it, the kid, he said, why did a kid shoot an arrow at me? His shrieks are still, like his high-pitched voice still rings in my ears. Apparently their language is really high-pitched.
It is Jekyll. It is an island of Jekyll, yeah.
Fuck the person, Ross!
So good.
Damn. Indian Saint's dead.
That's insane. The
other thing is, you know what else is weird?
That is scary, by the way.
He was yelling at them because he worked in South Africa as a missionary for a while, so he had some knowledge of some South African language. And so he was saying a few of the words that he knows to them. And every time he said English words, they just keep talking. But every time he said a South African word, they'd stop for a second and they'd just be like, nah, I don't know what the fuck he's saying, and keep talking.
Wow.
So it must be related to that language a little bit, which is weird. Whoa. Because even the Andalese, which are the people that are next to them, they tried to get them to converse with them. First of all, they were more pissed off when they saw people that looked more like them, like little black midgets.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Then when they saw that, they were more pissed.
Yeah, because they're like, they're trying to take, you know, they're
right, right, right. Yeah. That's my coconut.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is that they, when they were speaking Andalese, you would imagine that it would be closely related to that. The Andalese person was just like, I understand English better than this.
What?
It was so... Wow. Because again, they have been on that island
totally isolated
for 60,000 years.
That's hard to imagine. That's seriously hard to fucking... It's hard to imagine.
And on top of that, come up with fire. It's been 60 millennia.
I won't have you bad talking my people. I'm moving there and I'll
just go up to them and be like, hey guys, how's it going?
And that'll be sweet.
But anyway, this is what happened. But so he incredible. Goes the first time he goes in the kayak, he throws fish at them. They freak out, obviously, as always, and started firing arrows at him. And then he thought, like, oh man, they mean business. So he went back to the fishing boat and stayed there for the night, too freaked out to go back. But he was, because it was second. God's mission
hurling
to spread.
Hurling fish at him was his first thought?
Because it was like gifts.
Food, right. No, that makes sense.
So then he got freaked out. He went back to his fishing boat, which he paid $325 for. And then they landed him the next day, and he came on, and then they surrounded him on the beach. And the king wears flowers around his head. That's how you know he's a king. So they have a crown, which is really cool as well.
Yeah.
And then what happened? This is the scariest part.
Wait, is the king slightly taller?
I think so. Because there was footage of that. There was footage of when the coconuts were getting put, when they were handing the coconuts out, the guy with the crown of thorns around his, the crown of flowers around him, was the guy that was hand grabbing the coconuts off them. So he's clearly the bravest.
But surely that's not most societies, even most tribal societies have like that scenario where it's like not a monarch, but it's like chief, like Native American, everyone.
Chief. Yeah. Everyone so always has a hierarchies
are natural.
Look at lobsters.
Yeah.
Or their closest relative, the Sentinelese.
But the scene that he was describing, when the arrow got shot, that guy stands up.
Yeah.
He says that there's about 15 people on the island. Some of them are laughing and pointing at him. Others are just really angry and yelling at him. The guy that's on the highest rock with the crowns is pissed. Then he points out to the kayak. Two guys get in his kayak and paddle off.
Steal it.
Steal his kayak. And he's there and he turns around and there's two guys sneaking up to him with knives. And then that kid goes, and shoots the arrow at him. He goes, shit. Then he swims out to the boat. The boat is a mile offshore.
How many k's is that?
2.5 kilometers. He swims 2.5 kilometers.
Wait,
and he goes again. 1.6. And this time, even though it didn't do well, even though that interaction, you know, it wasn't exactly hospitable, he says, I'm going to sleep there tonight.
Wow.
Wait, can you imagine the balls on this guy? He goes and sleeps on the island. And then he wakes up, and then the fishermen see him the next day, and then they've got his dead body, and they're dragging him around.
He died.
With a noose.
They killed him.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Did he go back? This is the American guy, right? The American, he's American?
Yeah, he's American.
Did he go, did he have the kahunas to sleep on the island all because of like Jesus? He wanted to, that was his, he was like, I need to show them to Jesus. Is that it?
Yeah, it's pretty harrowing reading his diary because it is really one of those, Captain Schlug, so hungry. It's one of those old diaries. Yeah, yeah. And his last thing is, his last entry is him going, God, I really don't want to die, but if it's your bidding, these people must know about you.
Oh, so it was seriously just God. Because it would have been kind of, it would have been interesting if it was a, what's his name? The
Isn't that incredible that God can do that to
it,
you?
It is. But I was going to say,
how terrifying is that? Facing savages.
Yeah.
By yourself.
But I was going to say, if it was more of a David Attenborough thing, it'd be kind of even cooler. Because if he was like, I'm willing to die because I'm interested, it's almost cooler. Because it's like, whoa. But either way, that's an insane story.
Well, I think it's kind of a bit of
both.
The band POD.
What, rap and rock?
Yeah. Very hardcore, but it's still about Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Good analogy. Okay, I'll pass the mic to you, Ali, but I have to say, that is amazing. And, like, isn't how it? Did he die? I want to know exactly
There's a couple of other, like, little tiny tidbits that need to be discussed about the Sentinelese.
But you're going to have to tell me in more detail. Just tell me quickly how he died exactly. He was sleeping and they murdered him.
I don't know, but because the fishermen saw him.
Yep.
And they were about a mile off land and they were just looking through binoculars and then they saw a body being dragged around on the beach with a noose around it.
So they probably just whacked him on the head with a rock or something.
Something like that.
Fuck. Amazing.
But the other one is that in the 80s, there was a ship that crashed on the shoreline of it. And it was there and they were just radioing in to the Indian authorities saying there is a bunch of savages flinging spears at us, building canoes to come and board our ship and kill us.
Oh, shit.
And they thought it was a hoax.
Yeah.
So it took 2 weeks of them going, no, seriously, this is not the boy who cried wolf. There are savages trying to kill us. And then the way that they were able to scare them off, because this would have just been like Harry Potter, surely. They would have thought that they were getting boarded by like Ron Weasley. Because they went out and just, because they scared the savages away. By flare guns.
Right,
they just shoot it in the air and it was kind of like reverse zombies. They'd freak out.
Well, that makes sense too. If you never saw a flare, like, it's lightning or something, it'd be scary.
Yeah.
So they survived.
They survived 2 weeks while the Sentinelese were just standing around plotting how to kill them.
And
Wow. In all of these research, on all of this research of yours, did you ever figure out why exactly they're trying to kill everyone? Are they just really petrified? No, human nature is not just to kill.
I think it is.
I don't think it is. Okay, like, hunter-gatherer societies were relatively peaceful.
Okay.
No, it depends. Some tribes just get an ethos in them. Of aggressiveness. It's the same with indigenous tribes.
Native American tribes
were really harmless and other ones were really savage.
Native Americans were constantly warring with each other and they were mad, they were hectic.
I've got a theory for that. Do you reckon it has something to do with the sort of resources that are available to them? Because clearly, this is a very harsh place to live, because if there's only like 200 of these, that means that they haven't been able to like accumulate or easily find food, because if they had a lot of food, they would fuck a lot and then there would be a larger population of it. So if there's scarce resources, maybe that's something to do with like them being violent.
I think it's pretty bountiful though.
But then why would
it's a coral reef. They've got manatees, sea turtles, endless fish. They've got nuts, yams. They think there might be pigs on the island. They're not sure.
And then, and also, that wouldn't explain the Native Americans, right? They were like populous as they had, I don't know, the like every natural resource in the world, and they were a war.
Yeah, but like, but not all Native Americans were like the Aztecs too.
Aztecs were like a warlike, very like.
Yeah, but like, okay, there are some tribes are more violent than others. Some tribes are actually like really peaceful. Some tribes are just like, oh shit, they're coming here to chill.
Yeah, yeah.
And then some are like, oh shit, they're coming here to kill us. We should kill them first.
Well, the first interaction with them was a British exploration force that went onto the island.
Really?
This was in the 1800s.
Yeah.
And
they
went on, and then the Sentinelese people instantly retreated. Now, they don't know if this is because there was 20 musket men with him, or if it was just because they've never seen anything like that before, so they just freaked out and thought God was coming to wreak havoc. They thought
like
Judgment Day was there.
Well, that's what the Spanish... They thought there were gods,
but
right?
But they were just interested in making contact with them. That was it. So they went into the camp. They traversed the whole island. They couldn't find anyone because they're really good at hiding. The anthropologist said the same thing.
So scary.
As well.
Cool couldn't though. Find anyone. Cool.
Eventually, they found four young children and an old man and an old woman. So they kidnapped them, took them back to the mainland, tried to get the Andalese to talk to them. They said, I don't know what they're talking. I don't know what they're saying. Almost instantly, this is the reason why they keep them at bay from the rest of society, is because they don't have any of the immunities to the bacteria that everyone just naturally carries around now, because they've been isolated for 60,000 years.
Fuck.
And it was proven by this, because they took him on a short boat ride. It's 25 miles to the next island.
And they got like smallpox.
Two of them died instantly. The old people died instantly. The four kids got really sick, and then they were just like, all right, they're on to us. Get them back to SeaWorld. They took them back. They gave them toys. The kids rejected the toys, threw them off, and then just put them back on land, and they were really sick. So I think they must think from this day, that must just be passed down. That story must be passed down.
Holy shit. That's probably sense. It. That's it. That's got to be it. That would scare anyone. Like, they have magic powers that'll kill you.
And in that case...
Invisible powers that'll kill you.
And you know what? Good on them, because that would actually kill them. They would, like, here's the thing. Like, if all of a sudden they were like, okay, this is the new Goa now, everyone come to this island, like, 90% of them would die.
Yep.
Can I ask?
And furthermore, like, what's happened to the Jarlwanese is scandalous. Basically, they're like a human zoo exhibit now.
Dude, I just...
They stand around the road waiting for people to give them food because it's easier than hunting. And the poachers that work around there just have killed off all their food source anyway. And the other thing that's really sad is, like... Just all these poachers come in and just sexually harass the women, and it's really sad.
Dude, it happens.
And they're such nice people as well.
It happens time and time again. I mean, like, obviously, in terms of
too many Sammies.
Way too many Sammies.
Well, in terms of like the
what is with poor Indian men? Well, it's so horny.
In terms, yeah. In terms of in terms of, like, you know, living standards and like what works for the West, like, you know, iPods and shit. Yeah, it's great, but. Like every indigenous like population on Earth has just been had fucking mutilated and been fucked. Like it's so brutal.
What's interesting about this, because it's a modern example. It's horrible. Because you know how you just taught in school that the way that indigenous people were fucked over, and obviously this happened, but it seems to be much rarer than what actually happens to indigenous populations. Where
they're all different scenarios.
It's all different, but the thing that you always taught is just the evil white people came in and then they just mowed down the Aboriginals with guns, yeah. Found them out,
well,
and shot them all.
I don't know about Australia, what happened. But in America that didn't fucking happen. They fought for like 200 years and like Native Americans like married white people, and some whites fought in the Native American side and vice versa. That, yeah, so American history is definitely not like that.
Well, because they were a more organized, yeah. Warlike tribe, so you had to make pacts and treaties.
I mean, them. I thought Australia's history kind of was that, but is that not right?
No, because this is what's happening with the Andalese and what's happening to other tribes that are starting to integrate into the mainstream society, which is that disease wipes out most of them. Then they can't adapt to the modern lifestyle. No, and yeah. Then they're given like tobacco and alcohol, and that completely ruins them because
true.
They've got no immunity to
that's
it.
Right.
And then on top of that, but like with the Indians, for instance, the Indian government is trying to keep poachers out and tourists away
well,
from the
well, that's
Andalans.
Where the controversy comes in, and I know why that's they're trying
right.
to do that.
But what I'm saying is that it's... There are people trying to work in the interest of these people, and they're
no,
still
they're
getting
not.
Fucked over.
No, they're
you don't
no,
think?
No, they're not. Well, that's
not.
That's what I'm like. Well, okay, this is where
it.
I'm. Okay, so I was watching this this like sort of a lecture between the guy who was in charge of Pakistan's nuclear program for between like 1999 to 2008 or something, right?
Right.
And he was talking to this American dude who was like the head of some think tank. And they were talking about like Pakistan's nuclear facilities. And so one of the points that came up was that Pakistan has a range of 5,000 kilometers of nuclear targets. And the guy who was asking this Pakistani dude, like India's only 3,000 in any which direction. Why do you have 5,000? And he was trying to hint at that you're targeting Israel. And the Pakistani dude was like, dude, we have nothing, like, we're not targeting Israel. The reason why we have a 5,000K range is because of the Andaman Islands. Because they say that we have reason to believe that the Indian government has one of the largest nuclear facilities in these areas, and that is why they try to keep everyone away from it.
What? Dude,
and like, and I have
a James Bond movie,
and I have like another like piece of anecdotal evidence, but an evidence nonetheless. So one of my friends, Australian dude, well, Islander, but like lives in Australia. He was studying forensic sciences, and he was commissioned by UTS, him and like 5 to 6 other people, to go to the Andaman Islands to research climate change. Not sure why climate change, even though it's forensics, but like to study climate change, right? So him and 5 other people, right? They go to the Andaman Islands.
Right.
One of the chicks in their group is ethnically Chinese. The Indian government deported her straight away, even though she had a visa. They didn't give a reason why.
Whoa.
And I tried to, and I told him that, and I straight up was like, dude, was she Chinese? And he was like, yeah, I mean, she was Chinese as well, because Indian government's really afraid of Chinese people going there and like perving on like their nuclear facilities and shit. And that's why they let these islands stay afloat, because they don't want like a lot of people to go over there.
Wow.
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing.
I mean, that this tribe, unbeknownst to them, are is left alive and protected by the Indian government for reasons that they would have no possible idea of. Like they would not be able to comprehend that it's just like you know how the world, you think that the world is like this big, right? That it's just that tiny little island.
Yeah,
well, it's not. It's actually way bigger than that. And on top of that, there's like there's huge universe surrounding that planet. But there's something like right next to you, just like maybe 3 kilometers away,
that could obliterate
everything that you think is the universe surrounding you.
Oh, like, God. It's also
isn't
like
that incredible,
and a lot more.
It's all, I know, right? Yeah. It's also
totally destroy the solar system at this point.
It's also a really like fucking ominous, you know, analogy for the world now, isn't it? It's like, oh, but yeah, no, we'll protect this small indigenous group and their environment. We won't meddle with them as long as we can build, you know, a nuclear facility that's capable of like 50 times worse Chernobyl, which will just, you know, be way worse than anything else that they could experience. But, you know, there's the opportunity. Like, do you know what I mean? It's just so funny.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It's just so fucked. It's
every
just
other
so
indigenous
fucked.
Society ever was wiped out without a second thought.
Like, it reminds me.
But because now there's something that we're just thinking, like, what? Small potatoes. Why are we wiping out small indigenous populations? Well, we could wipe out America.
Yeah. That's what, exactly. It's so fucked, because it's like, it just reminds me of one of the, it just
it's
reminds
so
me
good everyone just being like, oh my God, they've got bow and arrows.
Yeah. It just reminds me heaps of like going to some place that's just like, hey, wait a minute. Like it's some sort of garden. It's like, but this is all plastic. It's like, yes, but everything's plastic. And like, yes. And then some kind of being like, yeah. And like slamming the doors to some like artificial, I don't know. It's just really creepy. Like even the image, like even like just, I don't know. This just reminded me of that. But even in Lithgow, like, the pride and fucking joy of the whole region. And I'm starting to realize anyone 40 Ks out of a major city, God bless them all, I love them, but anyone out of like that area, their pride and joy is their nuclear plant, their power station. And like they like adorn, you know, murals and paintings in restaurants of the Walera Wang power station pummeling fumes into the sky and everything, and it's just like really post-apocalyptic.
Is Scientology really that weird?
It's post-apocalyptic, don't you think it's post-apocalyptic that this tribe is left alone in this beautiful, untouched, this tribe with not an inkling of plastic on it or an inkling of fucking anything. And next to it, just out of probably view of their site, is this fucking behemoth nuclear power plant sucking up burning water and like waiting to spill over and destroy the ecosystem forever in an instant. It's like, Jesus Christ. But anyway, that is insane.
Well, that is so, thank you for that huge twist, Ali. Honestly,
that's
Sentinel Lee story is the most interesting thing I've heard about since I was really obsessed with dinosaurs when I was 5.
Like I've never in my life ever been, I thought I'd be in a scenario of being like, well, I really hope that India's nuclear plan goes to strength and just keeps on pummeling and goes ahead, and now I am, because I don't want them to be touched.
Me neither. Yeah. It's a really beautiful thought, yeah, just letting them live life of innocence that isn't touched by
fucking it's
Nintendo Switch.
Truth!
But ominously beautiful.
What?
It's ominous as well. Like, it's not beautiful. It's fucked up, but it's
no, but they don't know that.
They don't, but like, what if Chernobyl goes down and then... What if they have a Japanese, like the Japanese...
Fukushima.
Yeah. That would be so much worse. Like, if you could logically go up to them and be like, look, you can live... Oh, maybe they wouldn't. But it's still a sad alternative. Instead of, you know, you can live here peacefully, but you might... Your faces might melt off. Or, you know, we'll tell you what Nikes are. Like, fuck.
I don't know. It's just hard.
I'm choosing the face melt off.
Nah, you know what? I'm on Miss Love's side. The thing is...
I probably would too.
I'm sick of accountants. I'm sick of all these like bullshit fucking like
jobs.
Wait, so tell me again, what is the difference between a Visa and a MasterCard?
I know. No, believe me. I this is another topic, but like, I am like each day moments closer to just jumping in a canoe and getting on that fucking
me
island.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'll take the spear in the head.
You know,
I almost would.
Yeah, you know the friend that I'm telling you about who went to this for the research project. He went around that island on a fishing boat.
What happened?
How far out was he?
Like, he could see the island. He didn't see anyone over there. Right. He was with the people because he was somewhere else doing the research. But, like, these guys took him on the boat and they were going around the island. They were showing, like, this is where, like, this crazy... this is the way he described it. Like, they were saying, like, this is where crazy hooga booga people live. They're very nice, but they also kill.
So very nice, but all. I don't get it. What do you mean, very nice, but also?
Well, apparently, apparently, he was saying that because he was asking like the fishermen people that were taking around, like, what are these people like? And the only thing that they were saying was like they just like to be left alone. However, they have interacted with them, not in terms of like the fishermen people. They like not in terms of like they hung out with them or anything, but they see them on the island and they're both aware of each other's existence. And no fires have been shot.
Really? Yeah.
Well, dude,
I wonder why. Because this is what the anthropologist was saying. He was saying the Sentinelese are okay, but they just don't want you going on their island.
Dude, that's...
So they when they're firing shots, it's warning shots.
Dude, it's Texas. It's basically Texas.
That's what they were saying. It's just... Dude, someone was saying that in the comments, and they were just going so savage. It was like...
The laws of the South.
That's the laws of the South.
Yeah, trespassing and you can get shot.
In Florida, the fucking... There's that, like, 8-foot rule, which is, like, if someone looks at you funny, you can shoot him in the chest legally. Like, dude, like, that's... It's like... What's it called? 8-foot don't... Don't... I don't know what it's called. Like, don't desist. True. Don't resist. Don't desist. I don't know. No, it is true. It's like... Like, that's Texas, yeah. You can shoot someone if they go on your property. It's the same. It's probably the same food, too. They're eating ceviche on that island.
Fun fact about that, like, trespassing and killing. When I went to the Outback, I noticed one thing that the entire Outback, like, in the middle of fucking nowhere, where, like, there's no real reason for this place to be beneficial to anyone because it's just like the desert, right? And they're all gated. They're all fenced. They're all private properties. And I was like, why the fuck would this entire place be private? Like,
wait.
In like the Australian Outback.
Were they houses or were they like...
No, barren land. This barren land being fenced.
Because you know there is, you know Australia does have its own like Area 51 where they help, it's American intelligence.
No, but like that would be...
You know about that place?
That would be like one part. I'm talking about like the entire thing was just private.
Oh, so it's just rabbit-proof fence.
Basically. No, I'll tell you why. Because I kind of realized once I started law school why that could have been the case. So, because obviously all of these areas were inhabited by local indigenous people, right?
Yeah.
How do you get them the fuck out of there? You privatize the entire place, you give it off to people, and then when they're on it, you're legally allowed to kill them.
What?
I'm pretty sure there's no... Shit. It makes no other economic sense for all of these areas to be private.
That's brutal.
That's brutal. Well, I mean, it is...
You're talking about now? Or are you saying colonization days?
No, colonization days. Well, they're still private now, but they have been since a very, very long time ago. And I was wondering, like, well, it still doesn't make sense. Because, Jordan, we're still, like, 24 million people living in Australia. All of this is barren land. Like, who gives a fuck what's happening over there? It's only, I'm pretty sure this is the reason. It's kind of like forced migration. You don't want certain people to be in an area. You're not legally allowed to kick them out because they're saying we've been living here for so long. If you make it, if you give that entire fucking acres and acres of land to some dude as private property, then he's legally allowed to shoot them if they don't move.
Right.
Damn.
But from my understanding, especially in America, apart from national, like some national parks, even some national parks are privately owned. Like there's so much private ownership there. It's like everything is private, apart from a few national parks which are government owned, you know? So it's not that.
I mean, look, here's the thing. Like with America, at least. Well, first of all, America had the same issue. No. I'm not trying to debate like the moral aspects of it. I mean, it is a little fucked up, but still.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
What I'm just trying to say is, honestly, there's no other rational explanation for this.
It is bizarre.
Because you give off someone land and you can privatize something when you think like there's some use to it. Why? If someone told you that you could own like a little block in the Andaman Island, you'd be like, well, okay, but why do I give a shit? Yeah, like, why would I? It makes no sense to me. Give me a block of land in Newtown, and that makes sense to me.
Well,
for whatever.
No, I know what you mean.
Because of the money. I mean.
No, of course.
I'm just, it just seems to me there's no other reason for that place to be fenced out.
Did you feel the enormity of the universe washing over you out there? It's nice, eh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It is the most...
It's amazing.
It's insane because, like, we were driving for hours and there was literally... I haven't seen such clear landscapes in my entire life.
Yeah.
As far as the eye could see, nothing. But you know what was boss about Australia? And that's when I was like, dude, Australia's boss. The road was impeccable. So we were basically...
That's such a Pakistani third thing world to musings. Say.
That's such a Pakistani. It's like that's so good. I love that.
No,
like,
no, but he's right.
No, you're right. I just love it.
Eventually the road ends because like we were really in the outback. Eventually it just becomes like red dirt too. But as far as the eye could see, the road was intense, and we were like
that's
so
because
we had gotten this car from like the rental play, and we got like a shitty small car, and he was like, "How would you like to get this fancy Holden, which is like a V12 or some shit, instead of like the shitty car for the same price?" We're like, "Yeah, hell yeah!" And then when we were on this road, dude, we were like it was Top Gear fantasy,
because
you could like drive as fast as you wanted, nothing as the eye could see, and like just clear road. That's why I was like,
"That's mad."
This G4's got a bit of grunt to it, and oh, there it goes. Ow. It glides like a gazelle.
That's mad.
Fuck those losers.
We were
I hate those cars.
Because we were like regularly...
But I am a fan of Amazon as a distribution service. But carrying on.
What? Okay.
I don't know. I just like the fact that they went on Amazon instead of Netflix. And it's just like, we just sell books now. We also have a failing teacher.
Amazon... We've got this and a documentary about nuns. That's €100.
Well, and a show about a really tall man.
Can we move on to the next segment? Because like we're almost at an hour and we've not. What?
Oh God! You gotta pee, don't you?
Need to pee bad.
Did you pause it?
All right. So as fun as the Centrally segment was, we've got a. Well, on that somber note, Maybe let's do this for fun. Parkola, can Miss Love remain a hater of the Orient?
Yay.
So because we're recording this at my restaurant, we've recently introduced, by the way, check it out, Karachi, 85 King Street, Newtown, best curry in the house. We've got like Pakistani Coca-Cola, which is like our national drink pretty much.
Yeah, any other Middle Eastern style restaurant in King Street, we're putting it out there, there's a price on your head.
Probably shouldn't say that actually.
And furthermore, just another question to clarify this with Percola. Surely it is a distant second to Pepsi. There's too many umbrellas that say Pepsi on them in Pakistan for it to not be.
Can you just describe what this looks like? Because it's just like, I can't figure
out. No, the best way to describe it is that it looks exactly like LA Ice in Australia, except for green instead of blue.
It's cool.
And also, like, the guy who owned this I went to school with... He was very rich, but he was also mentally challenged.
Everyone you knew was fucking mentally challenged.
Well, I'm hanging out with two cunts like that right now.
Yeah, why do you keep doing it? I don't understand why you subject yourself to it, Ali. You just like hanging around people with disabilities.
I've got to explain it a little bit more, Ali. So it's called Pac-Cola. Pac-Cola. Because it's cola from Pakistan. I think I might be done with the world and ready to clock out because this is that retarded. But, and it says soda a la creme. Why is it in fucking French?
And why is it in a
red? Cool. And it's like the best drink ever. Trust me. You're going to drink this and you're going to be like, holy shit.
Is Pakistan one of those countries where like, they're like, ooh, French donuts. And then they eat fucking croissants and are just like, I'm cultured, look. While like, they're burning off like hay in their back. Is that the vibe?
Nah, we have like horrible baked shit. Because we never had ovens.
All right, well, it's time for
The Studio 10. No, but this is, like, trust me. Oh. Trust me, Miss Love. Prepare to have your mind blown. And you're saying
this isn't Coke Zero. All right.
This is...
Me and Jordan will have to both...
I think you'll...
I want to open it. This is the first one. I want to open the fucking... It burns! All right. How am I... Ooh.
You're right.
Pleasant smell.
This isn't a segment. This is an infomercial. This is just cutting into it and just going. Anyway, so now that we talked about the central niche for a while, Moira Holy has some pretty shit. Good looking. Oh, and it's green. Fucking
green. It looks like nuclear waste. So this is where all Pakistan's nuclear waste goes, eh?
Why is your cola green?
Smell that. Because our national colour is green. Wrong. Our flag. No, is that
smells
green.
Like my grandma's house. This is going to taste good.
All right, let's try it.
It's not without its charm.
What? That was an underwhelming response. That was a reluctant... Response.
No. He's saying that he likes it a lot.
I love that you have to translate, Miss Love.
It's not bad. No, actually, you know what, man? The aftertaste isn't great. It tastes like nuclear waste.
Well, that's just only because... But it's green because it's Pakistani cola. And Pakistan's color is green. Our flag is green.
No, you know what it is.
This is the cheapest thing I've ever tried.
Are you serious that they've dyed it green because your flag is green?
Yes. Why else do you think it's green?
I keep telling you. I don't know how many times we have to say this, Ali. Toxic waste.
Let me take a moment for that. Ali, I'm not even trying to be a dick to your culture, but like, fuck. Is it real sugar or is it fake sugar?
It's... I don't know.
You know what it tastes like? It's real
sugar. Dude, it's...
You know what this is?
Ali,
this is,
I'm sorry. Look, I've got nothing against Pakistan, but that's gross.
Well, fuck off. I guess you'll be a hater of the Orient forever.
I'm sorry.
Well, what?
No, stop right, drinking this is it what then. Happened.
I'm not drinking it. I'm good.
This is what's happened. Shit. This is Wait, what's happened with Pecola.
I need some wine to wash that.
And this is exactly what it is as well. This is that Chat Ganges water. That flows into Pakistan.
Yeah, that's carbonated. That's what it is.
No. Not even carbon. Yeah, they've carbonated it. They've just put it in a huge vat. Probably a dam.
So
probably
that sweet. Dam in
Baluchistan that we were looking at. That's from the 70s and is clearly like faulting at the seams. Just that, and then there'd just be a bunch of dudes with those 70s porn star moustaches that are really skinny. Hundreds of them. Just there going, throwing those cheap lollies that you also include here that just have like one way that you can open them into the water until it turns green. That's what's
I think you're off the mark.
Just so much urgency around it. Why is everyone yelling? Why does that always happen?
Ali. Fancy lollies in the Surrey.
You haven't been more off the mark ever. This is worse than Change the Date.
No, I'm sorry. like that, dude, I wouldn't be...
Wait, what do you have, huh? All you drink is like American shit. Like what?
No, we've got LA Ice.
Yeah,
and fucking get with it, Ali. No. You don't get the bike. Wait.
First of all, LA Ice is American. That tastes like ass. Yeah, it tastes like ass. Passiona tastes amazing.
True.
Well, I'm not the one who's shitting on it. Like,
I love you, Ali, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's going to overtake waterboarding in fucking prison systems soon.
Just have a sip of this.
Well, you guys are fucking full of shit. This is it.
It looks... Why is it fluoro? I don't believe the
It's flag. Green because it's the fucking color of Pakistan.
It looks unnatural.
It's just it's a coincidence, Ali.
It looks so...
What? And like having a black drink is something that's really natural?
No, but... there's something really ominous about Grimm. What are you fucking
having? You're literally having poison.
It looks like something you drink in Goosebumps where it's like, try it, you'll like it. Beep, 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 beep. The toxic sludge made my head feel funny.
It just needs a bit of dry ice coming out yes! the top of it.
Yes! This is a prop. This is a prop from those goofball shops where you get crap, fake crap.
Ali, 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 I've just got one question. One question. Ali, one question.
I wanted to like it, Ali. I wanted to like it, but I can't lie to you. It's not great.
Well, first of all,
at least you have a drink. Some countries don't even have drinks. Come on, it's not that.
Well,
right?
Like,
don't they?
Well, like, not. You know,
I suppose the Sentinelese are like very. That's pretty much it.
No, I will give you this, Ali. No, the rest of the world just drink Coke and Pepsi. Like, you go to Indonesia or Vietnam, it's like Coke or Pepsi. Like, at least you have. You know what? I will advocate Pat Cola purely for the sake of nationalism, for your nationalism, your pride and your patriotism, even though it tastes like ass. That's not the point. The point is that your Down syndrome mate was entrepreneurial enough to make a bizarre green slime looking toxic drink that's horrible. But that's not the point. He did it. And not everyone has that.
No,
so
God bless you.
Good on, you know what this well, is? This is just...
Funnily enough, he would say that shit often. Like, because he was crazy and he would just sit in the corner and he'd be like, oops, I did it again. That's funny because it's a song and it's true.
He's not wrong.
And he had like his other thing. Like he'll come and like,
genius.
He'll come and he'll ask if he could borrow your pen, and you would give him your pen, and he would use it, and you like, hey, Sabur, can I please have that back? And you'd say, too late, too bad.
Legend, fucking legend.
Look.
We have to end it.
In all honesty, God bless. God bless Pakistan. God bless you. But please don't drink this because I think you'll go blind.
Hey, I think this is Slurm. You've just repackaged Slurm from Futurama.
Well,
and on top of that, I do like how at the back of where it says nutrition facts. The nutrition facts are: serving size of one can is 250 mils. The end.
That's all you need. That's all you need. All right. Well. I like just for our audience, you guys should. Your national drink is a fucking goon bag. This is better than that shit.
Don't go there. We don't want to have to report you to the authorities.
Don't say egregious. Don't say things you can't.
Might as well said something about Anzac Day than a goon bag. Anyways, on that note.
No. You can shit on the Anzacs. Just not a goon bag. Come on, we have standards.
Well, thanks for listening to us and pay us money so that we can. Perhaps make better cold drinks.
For the love of God, pay us money so we don't have to drink this slime.
No, that's not. Fuck off.